Welcome to Jalen Jacoby. He is Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We take the time, we have the energy, the love, and the passion to give the people what they want.
Jalen, I have to start the show in a way that I'm not proud of. I have to start the show with a topic that I'm not even proud to be discussing on such a platform like this. The people, the worldwide leader in sports, allow us to go live every day between 4 and 4:30. First of all, why do we pick this time to go live?
This is an important time in your day, anybody that can hear my voice. From now on, get used to seeing and hearing your favorite podcaster's favorite podcast. We've been doing this 9 years, and ESPN is graciously moving us to ESPN Daily at 4 p.m. Oof.
But let me tell you something. Just because they told us they're going to put us on at 4 o'clock, because of this whole situation, we all have to stay inside, it doesn't mean they're going to keep us there. Because today is a very important. I want you to walk the line very carefully, because right now we're going to start the show with a socially awkward topic. Okay. Jalen, I know you saw, and you know I saw, over the weekend, a gentleman by the name of Jamal Murray. Mr. Murray.
Mr. Murray.
Well, listen, we're journalists. So we have to research all the topics that we talk about thoroughly. And I may or may not have done some internet searches I'm not proud of. And Jamal Murray was on Instagram stories.
Yes, he was.
Late while he was in his home. And yeah, at around, I don't know, 3 in the morning, he may or may not have posted a video of himself experiencing the act of fellatio. Now, he then followed up with a tweet that said he was hacked. I have no idea whether or not he was hacked. I have no idea whether or not it was him in this video because you cannot see his face. But Jalen, with a lot of idle time on these NBA players' hands and the upload and saying he was hacked, what do you think happened and what is your response to this very important journalistic story?
So during a time like this, unfortunately, there are going to be people that are also charging themselves to
– oh, let me turn this down.
To charging themselves to hack others as well as, you know, try to steal their identity and things of that nature. So that's an important topic that I don't want to make light of that in any way, shape, or form. So if he was hacked and we got a chance to see some personal photos – that's definitely out of bounds. So I'm not necessarily making jokes about that in any way, shape, or form, because that could happen to any of us. Texts you've sent, emails you've sent, pictures that you've taken of loved ones, personal things or whatever, that when a third party gets a chance to see it and hear it, they can judge you by it. That's why it's illegal to open somebody else's mail. With that being said, Jamal Murray was enjoying the lockout, practicing low management. But the other part, though, here's the only thing about that. Here's the gift and the curse. The curse is people are going to be judging her skills, good, bad, or indifferent.
Jay, you got to turn off your speaker. You got one of your devices. You got to turn the volume down.
All right.
Yeah. So there's no echo on
my phone or my laptop.
I don't know, dog. But one of them has got to be now. Yeah. There you go. That'll be good. So I do. You did make a good point about being hacked, though. You did make a good point. Like, we have no. I do not believe that Jamal Murray intentionally put this on his Instagram story. Whether he did it by accident or someone else hacked him and did it, it's just foul if someone hacked him and did it.
Yeah, this is a time, unfortunately, that people are going to be preying on others. So I would implore all of you guys to play defense. Keep your doors locked, your cars locked, your garage door down, your alarm on, heightened alert as the Shelves have been cleared with toilet paper and food, and certain regions of the country aren't restocking themselves. You know another thing that's flying off the shelves? Bullets.
Yeah, I saw in L.A., like the line for the gun store was longer than the line for the grocery, which is just disgusting.
We're dealing with a true life pandemic, as everybody knows, based on, you know, how they've had to move and behave in particular over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, Jamal Murray and his better half, they're just living their best life.
Good for them. Good for them.
Their best life.
Good for them. Enjoy yourself. But, you know, when you're locked down like this, you gotta make the day pass.
You know what else gonna happen over this next May?
Oh, yeah.
Population's gonna increase.
Oh, yeah. You gotta pass that time somehow.
There'll be a lot more Jaden's walking the earth.
I will say this, man. For those of us that already have babies, woof, it's rough.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with GEICO on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There's some actual real sports information I want to talk to you about. Because then we all have a lot of free time, right? And one thing that's part of this, which I really enjoy, is a lot of people just reaching out, checking in on you, seeing how you're doing. You know, we're all just kind of at the house at the same time. So we get a lot of phone calls from people we don't normally hear from. And we're hearing from family members and stuff like that. And Tom Brady had one stipulation when he signed with the Bucs. He had one stipulation. It wasn't, oh, you got to bring this person with me, or, oh, I need my own training facility, or I need a hotel room like this or nothing. Do you know his one stipulation was?
What's that?
He needed all of his teammates' phone numbers.
I like
that. So my question, I like it too. It's leadership. It's great. He's like, I'm going to reach out to the whole squad. I want to personally call everybody and let them know sort of like what I expect, what to expect, and how happy and proud I am to be wearing a Buccaneers uniform. But, Jay, here's my question for you.
Yes, indeed.
Let's say they sent him 50 numbers. How many did he call?
So in this climate, one mass text, first of all. No doubt about it, one mass text, first and foremost. And then the other thing, you're going to hit, like, everybody's on the team and all that good stuff, but then you're going to have a separate text of, like, the all pros and the pro bowlers. You're going to be hitting them up separately.
Exactly.
Separate with the coaches, and then separate with the offense, separate with the running backs, separate with the line, separate with the receivers. Like, after 20 years, he's going into a new situation. He needs them to take care of him. Take care of him.
I like this. You made it. See, when I read it, I was like, he was going to personally reach out to each person. He's not doing that. He's not personally reaching out to everybody. Nah. No one's got time for that. No one's got time for that. Yeah, he just put – I do like how he does the group text, though. He got the group text with the wide receivers, the group text with the line. And, you know, so later on during the season, he can complain to the wide receivers about the line and the line to the wide receivers. I do the same thing in my social life. I know how this works. This is great. See, Chelsea, you saw through it. It's basically group text is what he does.
That's definitely what it is. And he's you know he's going to get Godwin's number, and rightfully so. The young fella going to relinquish it to his quarterback. That seems to be a no-brainer. That's something I had to purchase when I went to a couple of teams. I think when I went to Toronto, I paid $10,000 for my number.
Really? So how did that negotiation work? Who had it? Do you remember?
Well, in my head, I was like less than a G a month. But I didn't tell that to the young fella because he thought he was getting the bread all at once. Then I had to tell him, like, oh, no, you're going to get it monthly.
Have you ever not been number five?
With the Suns, and I don't count. That's why that didn't work.
No one saw you.
That didn't work.
No one saw you. You had the warm-up song the whole time, so don't worry about it.
Right. Nobody saw it.
There's another interesting thing with the quarterbacks in New England. Brian Hoyer signed with the Patriots. So now, you know, if you take a look at their depth chart, Kessler, Hoyer, Stidham. Is this their plan?
So the quarterback room in New England it's really just an opportunity to see what these guys have and what they're made of. The future at quarterback isn't on their team. That's the approach I'm taking. And for those that say that they're going to give Stidham a look, yeah, they're going to give him a look. And after they're finished looking, let me tell you who he ain't going to be. Mahomes, Lamar, Deshaun, Rodgers, Breeze, Dak, Brady. He ain't going to be Russell Wilson. He ain't going to be those guys. So, therefore, they, to me, have to take a flyer on somebody. And they're not going to do this. And I said this about them, and I'm saying this about the Chargers. I'll roll the dice on Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah. Cam and Jameis are still out there. Like, y'all really forgot?
Right.
Like, Cam and Jameis are still, like, those are the two fish that are still in the pond.
No,
and I think they're gonna make some team happy. And there is a price association with both of those players, which I think kind of makes people a little bit, you know, don't want to pull the trigger. But those two players are going to make a difference for some franchise.
And, yes, Jameis has been a turnover machine, but he did lead the league in passing. He did have 30-plus passing TDs. However, on 6 or 7 possessions to start the game, he did throw an interception.
That's
he did
James.
Also throw 7 pick sixes.
How did he end the season? Oh, pick six.
The same way he started his career with them. His first pass with them was a pick six. So was his final one. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social Security, is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
And, you know, we always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is to take questions from y'all. And we got a question from y'all right now. So I'm going to ask Jalen, what about Jadeveon Clowney? He's still kind of out there. You know, he's a difference maker on defense.
This is one of the wrong years for a player to be a free agent of his caliber because the market is just depressed in our country, and that's going to filter to all industries, including the NFL. And – when you're starting to line up salaries based on other elite pass rushers, to me, it's going to be hard for him to get to those numbers in this economy. So he's going to probably have to make the decision to go somewhere and play for 1 year and try to just get a ring. That's probably what I would do if I was in this situation. I'd just blow up and go to the Bucks or something. I just try to go get a ring.
Yeah, I like it.
You know? Just try to go get a ring.
I still think you need to turn down one of your speakers because there's still an echo, but we'll figure that out later.
Maybe I got to mute it.
There you go. You're getting an echo from one of your things.
That's from my phone, but I can't hear.
Put the headphones in, Doc.
I couldn't hear through the headphones. I was hearing you without them. That's why I took them off.
Oh, okay. You ain't got to listen to me. You never listen to me anyway, man. Come on. That's not the first time.
Is that better?
Listen to me.
Test. No echo.
We'll see. How do you get the waves like this? I want because you have the lineup and the waves. Don't tell me you got a haircut of kids.
I'm socially distancing.
No haircut today?
But I did hear something.
What's that?
I read a couple of tweets. And I was going to be on television today on all ESPN platforms doing a really important program called Jalen and Jacoby. And since the people took the time and energy to join us, we're going to have the D-Nice type of following at some point. I shout to my guy, I love to see Derek getting love. And the crazy thing about that is for those old enough to remember BDP and they call me.
Yeah. Dad.
That's so much family that he was at the JRLA Gala in August DJing.
D-Nice. Yo, so people don't know. Everybody knows D-Nice today. Because, I mean, big shout to him for throwing these parties and putting just hours and hours of great music, gathering people. And everyone talks about the noble people that were there. But, you know, it's just to have 100,000 just human beings at their home, you know, just watching that. Like, it's beautiful. But he didn't just start doing this. This is Boogie Down Production. He was the teacher, KRS's tour DJ. D-Nice does not play. So excited for him. So excited for him for having this moment.
And also, and shout to Griselda, because I just love them as a true group. You lost your background. Oh, it's bouncing around a little bit.
Bouncing around.
BDP is a legendary group, but controversial, because when you're doing best groups, are you only naming the ones where multiple people rap and omitting the DJ?
Yes. Yes, yeah, definitely.
So we're not considering Ari B and Rakim a group.
No.
We're considering Run DMC.
No. Yes.
Right? Yeah. I just wanted to sort that out for the music heads, because sometimes it gets twisted. The same with the term group. I don't mean record labels. I don't mean clicks. I don't mean crews. I mean a group. Houdini was a group. EPMD was a group.
I'm glad you shout out D-Nice, man. What he's doing is amazing. And Premier, too. I know you got a relationship.
Primo, happy birthday, family.
It's your birthday. He's been doing the same thing. Yeah, I've been loving checking in on both of them.
I know so, DJ Crash doing something. I got to find out what the homie doing. He probably somewhere with the Jason mask on. Kill him.
So, Jalen.
You're right. I am kind of handsome and crisp.
You got to echo, though, and it's not going away. I'm getting texts now from Sean Trey talking about
echo. I got the headphones.
We got to work on you. We got to work on you.
I got the headphones.
Keep them out.
Right.
We'll work on it. Everything, you know, we're all adjusting to life. We're all adjusting to life like this, just like you. That's what we're doing. We're adjusting to life just like you. So, Jalen, remember, we have never been on ESPN at 4 o'clock, not even once. We were told in a meeting it was going to happen, and then – somehow we had this pandemic that's keeping us from the spot. So we can still lose the spot that we never got. And I bring this all up because, Jalen, we have a very serious don't get fired topic of the day. This is the don't get fired topic of the day.
And now,
are you familiar with an establishment
topic of the day
called Magic City? Are you familiar with an establishment called Magic City?
Just let me say this, because I'm retired now. I'm a parent. I'm married. I'm a founder of a school. Like, I'm an adult now. There's a pandemic happening, but I must say a couple of things that hopefully give other people joy in this time. If I had to equate some of the monumental things that I wanted to do in my life, one of them was like make it to the NBA. Another one was go to Magic City one day.
One day.
And let me tell you something. When Outkast's first album came out and we knew Freaknik was happening, we was like, we gone. And the vehicle that we took, I won for money in a dice game.
Really?
White Honda, 100-year anniversary edition. Jimmy, Ray, and I threw some bags in the trunk, 8 hours to Atlanta. Had to be there. So, yes, I've heard of the establishment. Shout to Magic. That's the OG.
So, the strip club Magic City, Gentlemen's Club Magic City, they're offering virtual lap dances for $20 during this pandemic. I think they're going to make a lot of money.
I think that's genius.
Genius.
And like, not to say anything that nobody knows, but the porn industry It's so very lucrative.
Whoa. Don't, it is. This is the don't get fired topic of the day. Just so
anytime
you know.
You press W, don't get fired W on any social site, any computer, laptop, phone, it's readily available.
That's because of your search history. That's because of your own search history. That's why it comes up for you. That's not for everybody, Mr. Rose. I don't know if you know. I know you're a little older than me. Not as technology savvy as I am. That's your own search history that comes up. That doesn't come up for everybody, my guy.
It's readily available. And I think this is a genius idea. I truly do. One of the greatest ideas I've heard.
Another idea I love that's happening is during this pandemic, obviously, it's difficult.
Is the echo gone now?
I don't know, man. Less people are confused. Less people are complaining. Let's just say that.
Test. All right.
I did ask our guys, our producer. I was like, oh, we had an echo last time. Is that a problem? Like, no, we didn't have a problem. What we do? All right.
Hold on one sec.
No. See, this happens all the time. During the show, Jalen just gets up and leaves for no reason. However, we have a non-live show normally. Okay, what was so important you had to go do? I heard Molly in the background.
No, I'm just trying to make sure that we ain't have an echo.
Okay. Molly's the best. You know, we got two executive producers this live stream. Joey Jacoby and Molly Karen Rose.
No doubt about it.
They're the real bosses in charge of this. For real.
No doubt about it. I had to do a couple of things for Puma today.
Oh, I've got my executive producer in the room right now. No. Joey Jacoby's here.
Yep.
She doesn't want to say hi.
Not on camera.
She's shy. She's
Yo,
here.
Yo, what up?
Oh, now Molly and Joey are talking to each other through our live stream. Y'all got each other's numbers. You do this. So listen, Tobias Harris is posting about Sixers games as if they're still happening. I love this. I love this so much. I think he's one of my favorite players. And you know, we have our own guys in the NBA. I'm claiming somebody before you even can. Matisse Thybulle. Young man. Plays on the 76ers, if you don't know. He's going to win Defensive Player of the Year 1 year. And he's a true 3-and-D player. And he's so early in his career. I love Matisse Thybulle. Well, guess what Matisse did? According to Tobias, he had his career high the other night. Great win for the Sixers too. He hasn't said like tough loss for us. Like, so he's basically posting as if the games have happened, but they haven't lost a game since.
Yeah, they're gonna go undefeated the rest of the year.
They're going undefeated.
He gonna have to win in those road games, and they got the same record as the Pistons and the Knicks when they're not playing in their building. But I think that's a smart thing to keep the fans engaged, to continue to show his love and enthusiasm, try to do something lighthearted on social media. I like that a lot. And he's going to be there a long time.
He's going to be there.
So it's great that he's embracing those around him. He might outlast Joel and or Ben. He'll be there.
See, you taught me something important about the NBA. The second contract. Because there's some players that play their way into like a max second contract, but the team looks at them like, I've seen you for years. I'm not sure if that's for us. But he's the type of player who's like great, but no one's gonna be talking about max. So you get him in a nice deal, he'll get a second contract.
Absolutely. And the, you know, the Sixers were one of the bigger enigmas in this season. And one of the things that can possibly be happening that I know that's gonna help the game when it returns is guys gonna be healthy. Just think about all of the people who constantly had a history of injury, nicks and bruises. And I'm not talking about the players that should be out this entire season like Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson and or John Wall. I'm talking about players like Kawhi and Paul George, Zion Williamson. People that were low managing are physically getting healthy. And I hope Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons benefit from this as well.
Oh, they're definitely going to. I mean, Ben Simmons' situation seems to be a little dicey, like, nerve impingement. I had to Google it to see exactly what that means. But Joel seemed to have, like, a nagging shoulder thing, which would definitely be ready. I'm a little concerned about people being out of shape, you know? Like, I know, don't act like Don't act like you didn't gain some weight during all this. Don't act like you're not snacking between every meal. I know all of us doing the same thing. We're all at home just snacking all the time, cleaning out the cupboard. And I know NBA players are doing the exact same thing. Do you think NBA players will be out of shape if and when we come back?
Yes, because there's no basketball shape unless you're running up and down the court. I don't have to tell you this. You run marathons. You go to the gym. You do yoga. All of that. But when you get out on that court and you ain't played in a while, you're going to be gassed. Change the ends of the floors. If you're talking to young people about falling in love with the game, they need to think about basketball like track. I ran 4 years across country in high school. It's constant running. You got to be in ultimate shape to play that game. I know you want to go between the legs, behind the back, and shoot the Steph Curry, Trae Young three from 35 feet. But if you ain't in shape, your legs ain't going to be there. If your legs ain't there, you can't be effective. So there will be a league of individuals that are out of shape. But I think it'll only take – best case scenario, I would hope that the league can play 10 more regular season games. The only thing that needs to be decided really is the eighth spot in the West. Middle
– it's already decided. The Grizzlies got it.
Middle I think will be five games.
That's the thing, but five games is not nearly enough for anyone to change a playoff season.
Well, they have 3.5.
I know, but Jay, you can't make up 3.5 games in 5 games.
I agree. So
it's really just – I think they might go through some games to have a little warm-up. Like, they'll have like a little – like, do 5 games of warm-up just so the first game of the first round of the playoffs is not that, like, what are we doing again? You know?
And don't worry about the asterisk. And here's what else the NBA should never worry about. September. I know there are going to be a lot of people that say, oh, if you're the NBA, you don't want to be on at the same time as the NFL. Let me tell you something. We're going to be just as excited about LeBron and Kawhi in the playoffs as the rest of the world is going to be about Tom Brady playing against Drew Brees week 3 of the season.
Oh, I would not be concerned if I was the NBA about overlap between seasons because, you know, it's once a week. It's Sunday. Don't put the big games on Sunday. Maybe put one game on Sunday at night.
And then based on the season being compressed, we don't know, you know, when that's going to take place. But for me, as long as it's not October, you find a way to make the playoffs happen.
Oh, yeah. Playoffs are going to happen. I mean, we don't know. I've seen so many different timelines. I stopped looking at them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's going to happen. But I know that every day, Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock, we'll be right here. We always say we get the people they want while we still have some time left. We're going to go to the people. We got a couple tweets with some questions. First question we have is from Neil. Essentially, what Neil wants to know is cultural or regional bidets. You're rich, so you know what a bidet is.
I didn't always know what it was. It's actually a different word. Suburban.
So that's regional. We'll call it regional.
Yeah, that's regional. Suburban. They're not in urban environments. I didn't know that they existed until I started looking at NBA houses in Denver. I'm like, what is that?
I felt the same way. I got one in my crib now. And I was just like, what? We don't need 2 toilets. I was like, that's not even a toilet. But now with this toilet paper shortage, I'm good.
You know what?
I'm good with the toilet paper shortage. I don't need one. Got the bidet in the crib.
So I want to say something on behalf of the people who follow us intimately and know that you consistently play basketball really often. On behalf of the people, I believe if you play a basketball game and don't shower that night, the next morning, you should have to use the bidet before you come to work.
First of all, I have one in my house. I've never used it once. Not even once.
Let's consider incorporating it going forward.
Listen, we don't got a toilet paper. My wife tried to order some online. She's like, you can't even order it online. Like, I always thought that we could get it somewhere.
And also, as you acknowledge that people can't order things online, I just want to, you know, send some positive energy to all of those people who are devastated by this, losing their jobs, not getting their paychecks, businesses suffering, having to lay people off, having to fire people, Like, this is going to be depressing and devastating for our economy. And I hate that for our fellow men.
Yeah, I mean, there's fighting the virus and the infections and the healthcare being out of resources, all of that. But there's also the economic impact, which is going to be the long tail of this. I mean, we always talk about flattening the curve. When you flatten the curve, you elongate the curve too. And people forget that that's just about the virus and infections. After that, there's still the economic recovery on the other side of that, which is going to be a lot. That's why we just have to band together as people, stay inside and fight this common enemy as a group.
And also, it's going to be a unique dynamic for me because I always want to be more do than say. And in a climate where like everything is glorified via the internet and stuff like that, it seems like it's going to weirdly flip in reverse. What I mean by that is now we're going to get a chance to spend more time with our loved ones and our families and friends that you don't get when you're going to work. People are going to make sure that they're staying in shape and eating right and making no sacrifices.
I do.
And then the flip side of it is, the economic downturn is going to be devastating for everybody. And it's just unfortunate, but I'm glad every day at 4 o'clock, we plan to give you some comedic relief of the pandemic.
Of course. Dealing with. I just want to say, I ain't staying in shape or eating healthy. I gave up on that. We got two big things of Haagen-Dazs. I'm taking that down. Yo, watch Tiger King on Netflix. Watch Tiger King on Netflix. Watch that tonight. Watch us every day. At 4 on ESPN, on all social networks. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. As D-Nice knows, we're not done.